Well, good afternoon. It's good to see you. My name is Jane Watkins, and I'm the Children's Coordinator at Above Bar Church in Southampton. And I'm really hoping that that's going to show a nice pretty picture in a minute. It keeps disappearing. But hey, hum, if it's not there, we can still do this. My hope today in this seminar is that you're going to be able to go away with some new ideas to take home that you can use with the children that you work with, but also maybe just thinking again about why we teach memory verses. So why are we wanting the children to learn memory verses? And maybe also a new desire for you and me as well to be learning the Bible much more. As a child, oh, hooray, colourful pictures, it's there, good. As a child, on my bathroom wall, I had a Mabel Lucy Atwell picture, and it said this: "Please remember, don't forget, never leave the bathroom wet, nor leave the soap still in the water, that's a thing we never oughter, nor leave the towels about the floor, nor keep the bath an hour or more. When other folks are wanting one, please don't forget it isn't done." I remember that 30 years later. It was on the wall. Sat on the loo. I would look at it and I would read it and learn it. Children soak up information. They're like sponges and they learn things so quickly. And we want to be teaching them the Bible, and we want them to be soaking up the Bible and the words in the Bible. So before we do anything else, I'd like us to learn a verse together. Now, to move this on, I've got to do something. Oh, I usually have a husband who helps me do this, but he's doing another seminar. It worked. Okay. Right, we're going to learn a verse. It goes like this: "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. Do, 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 do. I'm going to do it again. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. Do, 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 do. Your turn. Help me. Here we go. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. Do, 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 do. Not bad. One more time. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. Do, 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 do. Ole! Well done. That was great. And I think that gives us one of the main reasons why we want to teach verses to the children. But this slide has popped up because I forgot to tell you. Lots of these ideas have come from this book, Remember, Remember, which you can find on the bookstall upstairs. I think this is a brilliant book, and I use it all the time with our kids. And I think every church should have one. It's got ideas for children aged 3 to 11. Lots of ideas for those children who aren't reading yet, and lots of ideas to how to extend the older children as well, the ones who are good readers. So do get a copy of this. It is brilliant. This seminar is going to be pretty much for children. I'm going to focus on the under 11s, but I do think you can adapt these for the older ones as well. So as I said, it helps us. "I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So when we learn verses, it helps us to remember to live for God. We're taking the word of God, which is powerful, into our hearts. This is a quote from Andrew Page, who used to be one of our ministers at our church. He's very involved in something called the Mark Experiment, the Mark Drama. You might have heard about it before. It's about learning the whole of Mark, which can be done. But this is what Andrew said: "I think we ignore Psalm 119:11 at our peril. It is interesting that we call committing something to memory learning by heart." We do, don't we? Learning by heart. "If I have learnt part of the word of God, it is in my heart. It gives me strength to fight for holiness, joy in my relationship with the Lord, and new love for others." That's what the word of God does. Just look at those words again. I just think that's really challenging. And that makes me want to learn the words in the Bible more. I want to fight for holiness. I want to be different. I want joy in my relationship with the Lord. And I do want new love for others. And that's what the Word of God does. So the first reason. This is the second reason. Oh, if I go too fast and you do want any of these quotes or anything, then just give me your email at the end and I will happily send them to you. I know what it's like sometimes, and if you're trying to write something down and it's gone. So do just come and give me your email address. It helps us remember what God is like. As I got a bit older, as I became a student, I'd moved on from Mabel Lucy Atwell, and I decided to learn Psalm 103. And that has helped me so much, so many times when I daily sin and fail and let God down. And I remember those words in Psalm 103, you know, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love. And he crowns us with love and compassion. And those verses pick me up time and time again. So hiding God's word in our hearts helps us remember what God is like. And we want the children to be able to do that too. Oh, I found this quote and I thought this was great. This is from Charles Swindoll. I know of no other single practice in the Christian life more rewarding, practically speaking, than memorizing scripture. No other single exercise pays greater spiritual dividends. Your prayer life will be strengthened, your witnessing will be sharper and much more effective, your attitudes and outlook will begin to change, your mind will become alert and observant, your confidence and assurance will be enhanced, your faith will be solidified. This is, as I was sort of looking into why do memory verses, I mean, I've always done memory verses in our groups, but this just really helped me think, well, it helped me think, well, why am I teaching them? You know, are we just tagging them on at the end of the session? And it made me think, well, what are we doing it for? But that last phrase, your faith will be solidified, I think that's really key for the children. It strengthens our faith. I think children hear all sorts of stuff in the sessions, but the memory verses fix key ideas in the children's minds. And I think that's why it's important that the whole session has a clear aim and that the memory focus backs it up. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the whole session is backing up the memory verse. But it all needs to tie in. I think the memory verse helps them reflect on what they've learned in the session as a whole. It gives them a key truth to go away with, which impacts on their lives during the week. Send them home with it on a magnet. You know, send it home so their parents are seeing it as well. And so with their eyes through the week, they will be seeing it. They will be learning it. And they will be remembering, hopefully, what they have learnt in their session on the Sunday. Now, any other ideas? I've given you, I think, three ideas. Oh, look at that. It helps us to live for God. It helps us remember what God is like. It strengthens our faith. Has anybody else got any other ideas why we should be learning memory verses?
Jesus did.
Jesus did. Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else? Yes. Yes. So when you're with somebody else and you're witnessing to somebody, is that right? Yes? Yeah. 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 Right at the back, yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it helps us fight temptation. Jesus used it to... You mean thinking when he was in the desert and the devil, he was using the words of the Bible to, yeah, fight that temptation. Yeah, yeah. Somebody in Southampton also said, it was something like this. It was an elderly relation. She couldn't see very well anymore, but she could remember the words from the Bible that she had learnt as a child. And I thought, that's fantastic, isn't it? Actually, that's another good reason to remember. And I've got another reason, which I really liked. I was listening to Woman's Hour the other day, as you do, maybe. And if you learn by rote, it said on this version of on Woman's Hour, it says you end up with a bigger hypothalamus. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but a bigger part of your brain. So, you know these taxi drivers in London who go around learn, and they have to learn the knowledge. This one's doing the knowledge. They have bigger brains. So I thought that's just an added bonus. You get a bigger brain. But now, for the children that we're teaching, so I'm going to give you hopefully five different ideas, five different ways that we can do memory verses with children. We can help those children hide God's word in their heart. And I'm going to start with boxes and bricks. Now, because I came on the tube this morning, I couldn't bring all my boxes, so I hope I've got pictures. That's why my PowerPoint was so essential. We use boxes loads in our group. I don't know if you find this, but don't you feel like you're always teaching stories that have walls in them? You know, we've always got walls that are falling down or walls that are being built up. I'm sure somebody must have done something about walls in the Bible. Somebody gave me these bricks, and they've been brilliant. I've used those lots and lots. But you could get shoe boxes. When I was a teacher a long time ago, I went and asked them for 30 shoe boxes once, and they very happily gave me 30 shoe boxes. So you could easily cover up shoe boxes, but these are great. We were doing in our session recently Nehemiah, and about Nehemiah getting the people to rebuild the walls in Jerusalem. So our verse was, "Remember the Lord, he is great and powerful." And we had the bricks all broken up at one end. I've got two sets of these. And we did a relay race, and the children had to run and get the brick. If I'd really thought about it, I would have had a toy wheelbarrow, because I just think that would have, you know, the wheelbarrow building, that would have really helped. It might have stopped the chucking as well, which then wasn't great. So, you know, running down, getting the brick, running back, building it up until they've got it in the right order. Ooh, am I putting it the right way? So, remember the Lord, he is great and powerful. And I think you could do this with younger children, but with the leader or the helpers telling them the words as they go. So, because they'd just enjoy building it up, and they'll be remembering the words as you say them. And with the older ones, or the ones who could do that easily, well, you could get them to do it in the right order. So, you know, they have to run and get, or do it back to front. So get Nehemiah 4, verse 14, powerful. And I think that's a bit harder. I think I might struggle with that. So just thinking of different ways of doing it, you could do it doing an assault course, getting to the bricks. You could do it hiding the bricks around the room. Just think creatively. You can do all sorts of ways with the bricks. And these ideas are in this book. Don't forget. Remember. That's a Feely box. I haven't done this, but I think you could do this. This is another idea from the book. You could have the verses written out on two different shaped cards. So you could have, I don't know, stars and moons or something like that. And the children have to put their hands into the box, find the right shape, get the words out, and put them in the right order. I think in the book it suggests that you have two holes. You have one in the front and one in the back as well, and so that the two teams can do it at the same time. When I tried to get my hand in this box, it got stuck, so it may be just the children do it. It wasn't made for me. But I like that idea. I think that could work really well. And just a note, when you're writing out the words on the bricks or on the boxes, to use lowercase writing. I'd really never thought about this, but actually children read lowercase. It's easier to read lowercase, and they read it first. And if you notice, when you go out on all the road signs, it's all in lowercase. I'm going to go and look at road signs now, but it's in lowercase because it's just easier to read, so put it in lowercase. If you're using a computer font, then just be careful what you're using. I mean, okay, children have got to learn, get used to learning lots of different fonts, but... Dan's put me off because he's just walked in with a camera. But use lowercase. Right. Okay, puzzles and codes. We use puzzles and codes lots and lots. I expect you do too, for our memory verses. In our older group this term, we've been doing a series on Acts, and our verse all the way through the term has been 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And so we've had a song, and we've done that every week, which a song from the Dave Godfrey CD, in fact. It's been very good, and it's just straight words from the Bible. But one day, the children came in, and the first activity, they had these words all mixed up, their memory verse all mixed up, and they just had to cut it out and just put it in the right order. Very simple sort of activity as they were drifting in. But you could get the children to write out the verse and then cut it up and get their friend to put it back together. I like this one. One of my interns at Keswick this year, they were doing Jonah, Salvation Comes from the Lord. She was working with the very young children. And they had to do was put the shapes of the creatures onto the right place. And they would have had a leader saying the words as you went along. I thought it was simple. The children could have done it. I thought that was lovely. Tying in again with the theme. Again, with young children, keeping it simple, love the Lord your God. It doesn't have to be a huge, long verse. So love the Lord your God, very simple. They have to fit the shapes together to get it right. And again, the leader can be telling them what the words say, repeating it. No, I don't want that one yet, because you'll start doing it. Okay. And again, it's probably obvious, and you've probably done it, but you could do it like the bricks. Have your verse all cut up on bits of card, lots of different colours. Have it as team races. So again, they've got to get to the other end of the room, pick up a piece, bring it back. Then the next person, bring it back. I'm always really encouraged that this does work, because as they come back together, they are trying to put it into the right place. And you can hear them going, no, that's not right. That's not the right word. And you can hear them talking to each other about it. So just very simple, but they enjoy it and it works. We could have them hidden around the room. That works. I use also a lot of things from my children's Bible reading notes. I've got an 8-year-old at home, and I love the Bible reading notes that you can find upstairs, the XTB ones. Lots of Alison Mitchell's ideas. My child loves doing the codes. They love the word searches. They love the codes. This is one we did for our Easter all-age service. Can anybody see what it is? Oh, actually, is it working? First person to get it. I haven't got any prizes. Anybody got it? Brilliant. It is true, the Lord has risen. So we did that in an all-age service. My husband's quite techie, so he was able to put that together for me. I could never have done that. But find somebody who is. I'm sure you can find a 14-year-old somewhere who would be able to do that for you. I think the children could probably do a code as well. You could get a verse and get them to make a code and make their own little code shapes and get their friend to do it. So I think you could do that too. I'm checking, I haven't missed anything. Okay, verses with actions and props. I expect lots of you do verses with actions. One we did again in an all-age service was this. It's, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I'm looking down here because I can't remember where it came from. That's not really very good, is it? Where's it gone? Romans 10:13. I should know, because I've got that. We had somebody dressed up as a Roman. I couldn't bring the Roman costume today, so you have another one of my children dressed as a Roman. So we did. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. Shall we have a go? Let's try it. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. One more time. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:13. You're quite funny to watch. Some of you have got it, some of you haven't. Find somebody maybe in your church who can do some simple sign language. They will help you with maybe some of the actions, some of the signs that you could use for that. Oh, another thing we did. Oh, I'll tell you. No, I'll go back to the Roman. Another thing we did was Psalm 139. And we did it at a sleepover where we had some non-church kids and our church kids as well. And we decided to use Psalm 139 over the weekend. And my intern and myself decided we'd put a video together of Psalm 139 because it's just brilliant for doing a video. It's, you know, the words, Lord, you've seen what is in my heart. We held up a heart. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. Well, we went up on the church roof. That was quite exciting. And we videoed it. If I were to fall asleep counting and then wake up, you'd still be there with me. So we had Chloe lying on the floor with her teddy. I have to say, it was awful. It's the most cringy video I've ever seen. We couldn't show it in church. It was just too awful. The kids thought it was hilarious. And then I thought afterwards, oh, why didn't we get the kids to do it? They would have been so, so much better. And they would have loved acting it out and having it filmed and then put up. And it would have been a lot less cringy than us prancing around. We did then on the Sunday morning, still using that verse, and after looking at a little bit at the verse, at the verses, we did get them in groups to come up with actions, just simple actions. And in groups, they were learning the verses. And they are brilliant at doing it. I'm just always amazed at how quickly they learn them. It does get harder, I think, as I get older. But they were doing it so simply, and they were coming up. They had great ideas for actions. It was brilliant. And just knowing that some of those non-church kids were going home with the Word of God in their hearts, I thought was fantastic. So, despite our silly video. What's next? Oh, these aren't great pictures, but this again was at one of our sleepovers, and we were doing the lost coin, and so we used large coins, and we had the words on the coins, and the kids had to get into the right position for the coin. But again, the whole weekend sort of tied around the story of the lost coin, and actually we did lose one of them, so that really helped. they did think that was funny, but yeah, that seems to work as well. I'm never quite sure why that works, but they quite enjoy. They like getting up, they like being involved, and they like making sure that they're in the right place. That's my son. He looks like he's not in the right place. Often the case. Games. Okay. We've been doing Nebuchadnezzar with our 4s to 7s this term. And one week we were doing about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And it was the dream where he dreams of an idol, and then the idol is knocked down. So in our group, we made idols, as you do. We made idols. We had bottles of water. We covered them with, it was from Click, so it must be all right. We covered them with their idol picture. They had to decorate it. And they went home with their idols. I did send a note home explaining that this was an idol to be knocked down, and I explained why we were doing it. I don't normally send them home with idols. But one thing you could have done is had the words of the verse. I'm pointing over there because it's over there, but it is up there as well, isn't it? Worship and honour the God of Daniel. That was our verse. We did this in Southampton, and we got somebody to knock the Skittles over. It looks easy, doesn't it? It wasn't. She took her about 6 goes, I think, to eventually knock them all over. But every time she tried to knock them over, we made her say the verse. And I asked her the following day, what was that verse? She said, worship and honour the God of Daniel, Daniel 6:26. So that was great. That worked really well. And then at our light party that we had just earlier, just a couple of weeks ago, we used lots of ideas from this book, The One Day Wonders, which you can find upstairs. There are some great ideas in here. And we decided to use this verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And we used it all the way through the light party. We put them on tins. We were going to have a tin can alley. I decided it was far too easy just to be able to knock over the tins with a beanbag. It was much, much too easy. So we did this. Oh, no, I did that. I got them to do it with bows and arrows. It just made it harder, and it meant that they were still looking at the words, having to say the words as well. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And the boys thought it was hilarious to be able to do it with bows and arrows. They thought that was good fun. And then we made it just tied in with everything else we did as well. So we did a painting, which is still on the wall. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And the talk was around it as well. And in the book, there are photocopies so that you can put them onto acetate and use the glass painting. They could take that home. So lots of children who don't normally come to church were taking home their verse. So do have a look at that book. It's got some great ideas in it. before we go on to songs, rhymes and raps, I asked some people on my team as well, like, for other ideas they could do with memory verses. One of the teenagers had been on a beach mission in France, and she said she had there was one idea which the kids liked, having balloons held over the leader's head full of water, with people are nodding, oh, I've never had this happen to me, with the words of the verse over the balloons, and then as you pop the balloon and you get covered in water, they still have to say the verse. I've not been able to do that in my children's group because I have a child with a real balloon phobia, so we're not doing that. Maybe that's just a reason, an excuse. But that's one thing you could do. Somebody else said to me about having words written on a big piece of paper, the verse written on a big piece of paper, throwing a sponge at the words and you turn them over. So yeah, they're stuck on the paper, you turn them over. They have to keep saying the words from the verse. Different fun ways. But it's amazing when you ask, I'm sure you've got other people in your teams, ask them for ideas. I bet they'll have some. It's great about you hear what they come up with. Now, this is my favourite. Verses with songs, rhymes and raps. And I think for some reason, you know, if we sing, if we do raps, do rhymes, it sticks in our head, very much so. Okay, this is one I did with the children, and we did it on a church day out. And I'm really glad that my husband's not in here because he doesn't think it works, okay? But I think it does. And we're going to try it and we're going to see if it does. Well, I know it works because a child came up to me on Sunday and said, Jane, I still know that verse. She said, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 100 verse 5. And I went, it does work. So this is how we did it. Okay, I've got to try and do it now. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. Okay? And you have half the room doing that. And then you get the other half of the room come in with, this is why I'm really scared there's somebody musical in here, and they're going to go, oh, this is awful. You go, his faithfulness continues through all generations. Do you like that? Generations, you know, getting smaller. Okay, his faithfulness continues through all generations. And then we all come together, Psalm 100, verse 5. And I stupidly said, rest. Psalm 100, verse 5. Rest. And the kids all went, rest. And they always say rest now when we come to a full stop. Shall we try it? Can we try it? I want to see if it worked. So with you, it worked with the children, kind of. So if we get this half of the room doing, for the Lord is good and his... You don't have to do it, actually, do you? For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. You might not be able to clap and do it at the same time, so maybe don't clap. So let's have a go. And after they've done it twice, I'd like this half of the room to come in with, his faithfulness continues through all generations. We'll do that twice, and then we'll all come together and say Psalm 100, verse 5. Rest. Okay, here we go. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. For the Lord is good and his... Keep going. His faithfulness continues through all generations. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. Rest. Brilliant, brilliant. Oh, well done, it did work. And then we swap them over. And they've learnt it. And I love the fact they keep coming up to me and saying, I remember that verse, I know those words, which is great. Brilliant. Okay, that's one of them. Lots of you use this. Yeah, the Colin Buchanan CDs have got loads and loads of memory verses on. I use lots of them. I've got two here. Bar, bar, do bar, bar. I like that one. And then Super Saviour. Do you know this one? You have to repeat after me. So it's God says, I am... Oh, hang on a minute. How does it start? Isaiah chapter 40. Oh, that's it. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 46. You'll go, hi. Isaiah chapter 46. 46, verse 9 and 10.
46, verse 9 and 10.
God says, don't repeat that, I am God and there is no other.
I am God and there is no other.
I am God and there is none like me.
I am God and there is none like me.
I say, my plan will stand.
I say, my plan will stand.
And I will do all that I please.
And I will do all that I please.
A wiki, 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 woo.
A wiki, 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 woo.
A boof, boof, ch. A boof, boof, ch.
A
dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a cha.
A dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a dub, a cha.
A wiki, 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 woo. Brilliant. You're brilliant. That was great. What's really funny is that's the bit I can never remember. I can remember Isaiah chapter 46, but when it gets to wiki and dubba dubba char, I can't. It was really good doing this when I had a drummer in the room as well, and they got them really going as well. But that was a really good one. Lots of ideas there. Oh, too quick. Too quick. Not yet. What else? We all like sheep have gone astray. That was on the bar bar one. I wonder if I need to stop there. Oh, to simple tunes as well. We again with our little ones, putting songs to familiar tunes like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You might have to kind of fiddle the tune a bit, but you can sort of do it. So we did this for I Am the Way and the Truth and the Life. So I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said this so we'd know. If we really know him, we'll know God too. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So trying to put it to a tune, a familiar tune that they know, seems to work really well. Any other ideas? What have you done? I'm sure you've got some ideas that you've done. Anything that you've done and that has really worked in your groups, or that hasn't worked? Anybody got something they'd like to share? Give me a break. Yeah, go on.
Washing line, and each item of clothing's got a word on it, and you get someone to run up and pinch your item of clothing.
Oh, I love it. So a washing line, and you put the words, peg the words along. Oh, what story could you tie that in with? Washing. Oh, washing.
Purify my heart.
Purify my heart, yeah. Yeah, good. I like it, the washing line. Yes? Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Stuck under the chairs where they're sitting.
Brilliant.
And then they just, like, they get out, pick them up, and they come...
So like a treasure hunt?
They come forward, and they show it
out. Okay.
So they make it
out. Oh, brilliant.
Or in the balloons as well. People love balloons.
Some do.
And they've blown up, and they need to pop it.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I love it. I like the idea, especially the first idea, with underneath the seats in church, and you could get them then to... Or in, was that in your Sunday school group?
No, it's in the club.
In the club, okay, and they have to bring it forward. I like that. That's really good. That's lovely. Anything else? Yeah?
The keywords with pictures we were learning on the way, one of something in from Mars 19, the ground would be like, feet, your lamp's my feet, your lamp.
Okay, so pictures with the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We swapped them around. We also did that with the adults in church. We gave them the testimony. Someone did do it.
Good. But not as well as the children.
Of course.
Of course not. Brilliant. Lots of ideas. Now, Christmas is coming. Oh, Christmas is coming. That's the other thing. There's some really, again, have I mentioned this book? One Day Wonders, really good ideas. We're going to use this Christmas, and the verse is 1 John 4, verse 14. And I love this. It's the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. Has anybody used this? Not yet. So the leader says, the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the what? And the people say, the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. And the leader says, the who has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world? And the children say, the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. And the leader says, the Father has sent his who to be the what of the world? They say, the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. I think that's great. I'm going to try it. I'll tell you next year. So I think that would be good. What I would like you to spend a few minutes doing now is maybe just with the people sitting next to you. This is a verse we could use at Christmas. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verse 11. Could you, in the next few minutes, maybe come up with a way of teaching the children that verse that you could use this Christmas? So off you go, a few minutes. I got some upside down. How are you doing? Have we got any ideas yet? Anything you think you might be able to use? Anything you'd like to share and give us an idea what we could use at Christmas? So any ideas? Any ideas you want, you think you could use, any ways you could use this verse? Oh, hooray, there's a hand. Go on, tell us, shout loudly.
Get a plastic Christmas tree.
Yeah.
21 decorations. Stick a word or a number.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Love it. Yeah. So plastic Christmas tree, the words of the verse, and hang... Oh, plastic, so sticking it onto the Christmas tree. You could have a real Christmas tree, couldn't you? Oh, I see what you mean. And hang them up. Oh, I see. And hang them up. Brilliant. Yeah, love it. What else? Any others? And with the words on the boxes, the presents.
Inside
the presents. Nice. Like it. Pass the parcel. And they take the word out. Like it. Yeah, that's great. Any others? Yes? Lovely. Yeah. Have you got somebody creative who could maybe do that? Make it. Good. Oh, nice. So using the bricks idea, but so that they look like a town. Yes, because today in the town of David, a saviour's been born to you. Yes, that's great. Like it. Anybody got a tune?
Yeah.
Oh, what, go on, what's the tune? Go on, what's the... What? Be brave. Oh, brilliant. Go for it. Go on. I think with a bit of work, I've been trying to put this to Jingle Bells for about 6 weeks, and it doesn't quite work. It's kind of, you have to change it. So it's, today in the town of David, a saviour's been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, Luke 2, verse 11. Oh, today in the town of... So you can't, it's kind of, but you're cheating a bit. You are cheating a bit. Anybody else? In our last, I think actually I'm probably done. And last one, go on, last one. That's brilliant. I love it. I think I might do that. So today, have a calendar in the town of David. What for the town of David?
A boy called David.
You can have a picture. No, you don't want a picture of David Beckham, do you? No. But I love it. That's great. Brilliant. Well, I hope you can go away today with a few new ideas, maybe some ideas for Christmas, and hopefully as well, maybe a desire for you to go away and be sticking up a verse in your bathroom and really learning the word of God and just taking it in your heart. Shall we pray just to close? Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Please help us. Help us to take your word and help us to hide it in our hearts. And please help us as we teach the children that we have in our care. Help us to teach them and help those children as well to be taking your word and hiding it in their hearts too. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.